Morning, what up?
Hi, Sam.
What's going on?
All right.
We got company. Say hello to my company.
Hi, Monique. How are you?
Hey, baby. Say hello to my brother, Tonex.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, sis. How are you?
All right. I'm okay. Sabrina. I'm calling from Cleveland, and I just wanted to say you all have just brightened my day today.
Oh, baby, as well as you've brightened ours.
That's a beautiful
and
thing.
Monique, you're beautiful and funny. You're hilarious. I love you to death.
Thank you, baby. I'm going to love you to life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Don't love me to death, baby. Love me to life.
I love you to life.
There you go, my love. All right, baby.
Okay.
I always wonder, what does that really mean? When people would say that, I love you to death. Like,
just what it says.
They
I
really
love,
love you
to death.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't love me to death, baby.
Yeah.
Love me to life.
Right, right.
Because that loving to death tomorrow might be my last. And they say, we love to ass right to death.
Right.
Mm-mm, love me to life.
Yeah, that's
keep
it. You go on now.
Love me to life.
Right.
I feel a song.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
I'll
be feeling songs in my heart, Sam.
In your heart.
In my heart.
Stay right there.
In my heart. In my heart.
No, you didn't go to that one, did you?
Lord, I want.
Okay, so.
Okay.
So look here. Okay. Now we got to bring on Sandman.
Okay.
He was on key on that one.
Okay, Sam, that wasn't me.
Right.
That was a little girl inside of me. Girl, I told
jumped
you.
Jumped out.
She jumped out. Wow. Like that.
Did she jump out?
Yeah. Right. That's how she do me. When you, for all the listeners, do the little girl inside of you, because I'm 46 now.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
46, Sam. We've been doing this a long time, baby.
Yeah.
But sometimes I can be 46 and that little girl inside of me, she'll jump out. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Power of the moments, huh?
Right.
At the wrong time, she will jump. I'm like, get back. Get back. My kids be like, Mommy, what's wrong? Listen, baby, she just jumped.
She just came back out.
And sometimes you got to watch her because she'll jump out and say things to the kids that's not, you know, motherly. Sometimes.
Motherly things.
Yeah, I be like, don't talk to my children like that.
Don't go that way.
You don't talk to my kids like that. Now, I don't play that.
What you been up to, man? What's new? What's happening?
You know what's new today.
Today.
And I hope I get a chance to see tomorrow.
Love it. Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I there was a time, Sam, when people would say, Monique, what's going on with you? And I would run down a list.
List.
This, and this. And they say, if you want to make the universe laugh, tell them what's on your list. They done laughed at my behind so many times, baby. Okay? I done start saying, just today is what's new.
Yeah. Mm. I was trying to find someone that posted something wanted me to tell you something. But they were saying how you helped them get through. Okay, please tell Monique she helped me make it through the big girl phase. I am a little smaller now, but I am still fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
How about you?
She says, I was at her last show when she was here. Wish I could make this one. Love you, Monique. And this is coming from Miss Beezy.
Miss Beezy, I love you back, baby.
Yeah, you have touched so many people. You've helped so many people.
As they have touched and helped me.
Right.
You know, often, like today, we was riding past the Rainey Institute, and those babies were all standing outside, and we pulled over to just stop and love up on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that I was doing something really special.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, y'all don't understand. They're doing something really special for me. Because I can remember being in the third grade. Why does this happen when I come in here with this
band? We start having a moment.
I'm coming in with Sam's ass.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember when.
But I was in the third grade, and Shirley Hemphill from What's Happening.
It's happening. Okay.
She came to my elementary school, and she was just talking to the kids. And when she got to this one thing, she looked directly at me. And she said, do you know you can be anything you want to be?
Mm.
And I was in the third grade, and I never forgot that.
Wow.
So to look at those babies in their eyes and say, you can be anything you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from a sister that said to me,
yeah,
I can be anything I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to pass it forward.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to pass it forward.
Yeah.
So for the ones out there that's listening and you high on the hog and you're a quote unquote a celebrity, please know where it comes from.
Come on.
If they don't come see us, we don't eat. Mm-hmm. If they don't come support us, we don't live how we live.
So
it's because of them that we're obligated.
We're obligated
to step out and step up. And what LeBron James is doing, that brother is showing us
how you do it. Did you read that letter?
Come on.
Well, I'm going to say it again for all you that's still hating.
And it's probably smaller because you're going to be at the game. You're going to be trying
for
to get in
the
game.
For all y'all that still hating, I know how to fight. Okay.
Okay.
Did I say that? I said that.
It came out again.
Not
during Ramadan. Don't do that.
Look at that.
Was that Baltimore? Okay, that was Baltimore, little girl. We'll be right back, man. More on the Sam Silk Show.
The little 10-year-old girl said, y'all not going to talk about my brother, Bron Bron. And Sasa, I fight you.
Yeah. Man, I was so excited. Some people told me I was crazy last year. I said, he's coming back.
Yes.
This is home.
Yes.
He did what he had to do. And whether he made a mistake how he did it, he said, okay, and big deal. Get over and move. Everybody does. But he did what he wanted to do for his family. He got what he wanted.
You.
He got what he wanted, man.
And he owed no one an explanation.
Yeah. You, if you could quit your job right now, you'll walk off.
I wouldn't.
Huh? Not you.
Oh, okay.
But some people.
Some of y'all listening
some
right now.
Some people, not everybody.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
why people were so selfish.
Yeah.
Because you mad at LeBron because he's leaving a city, going to another city. But the real reason is it's a mirrored reflection of where you are in your life.
Mm.
Because your maturation process don't match up to your thinking. You can't just walk up out of Kentucky Fried. You can't just leave Popeyes
Come on.
And be like, look, I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Well, I took mine to Burger King. I had quit McDonald's.
Okay. Because
they put me on fries, fish fillets, and McChickens. I was,
ain't nobody got that kind of pressure,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
I'm
no.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I was a good Popeyes worker. Me and my baby right there used to work the drive-thru at Popeyes.
Yeah.
When I tell you,
yeah.
yes, indeed,
okay,
we were
okay.
16 and 17 years old.
Okay, let's,
and I
let's,
want
let's
y'all
play
to
that
hear.
Role.
Let's play it because
Popeyes MVP.
We
yeah.
were proud.
Yeah.
We were proud of our jobs. Now, mm-hmm. when I pull up at some of these drive-thrus, they're not even kind of friendly.
Right.
Okay, pull up to my drive-thru window. I'm going to tell you how I did it. Pull up to my drive-thru window.
Let me see here what they got up there.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Popeyes. My name is Monique.
Yeah,
what would you
up,
like
hold,
today?
Hold up one second here.
Okay,
hold
baby.
On. Hey, what you want? Hey, boy, what you want back there? Yeah, yeah. Give me two number twos and one number one.
Okay.
One with no number two with no pickles and you got any Kool-Aid?
You know what, baby? We don't have any Kool-Aid, but uh-huh. we have this delicious fruit punch
uh-huh.
that got the same kind of flavor to it. You want a fruit punch?
Any of y'all feeling fruity? Yeah, give me two.
Okay, and would you also like a hot apple pie with that, sir?
Yeah, because last time it was cold as hell.
You know what? Let me apologize for
yeah.
that. We'll throw in an extra one for your inconvenience.
Oh, okay.
Come on and drive around so I can give you your total.
Okay, cool.
Do you see how
Did
that
you
was?
See that?
Do you see how that was? When I tell you me and Rob Lee, baby, we took pride in it.
Yes, sir.
I rung them up, she bagged it up.
Yeah.
You know who owe you a check?
Who owe me one?
The Chick-fil-A franchise.
Talk
because
about it.
All they did was over... No, they tapped into your niceness and
Come
your
on.
Kindness.
Yeah.
And then they formulated to look like they're the nicest
Tell
drive-through
them.
Chains.
Uh-huh.
Miss Monique
Tell them
yeah. at Popeyes
Come
uh-huh.
on.
Was the first,
Come
the
on.
Original nice drive-through courtesy
call. I came up
call.
With the spicy seasoning.
Oh, you came
but
up with
But they don't want to give me that.
Not
they
the lady
tell you
on
about
TV?
That?
No, baby.
Not woman
no,
on TV?
What she's not going to do is take my
oh,
credit.
My
and that sister's a bad sister for
Man.
Making us really believe she's frying that
yeah.
But,
she ain't
but
doing
it was me.
She ain't doing it.
It was yours truly, Monique, who came up with the spicy seasoning. And I also came up with the, what was the salt? That we used to put on the chicken. Come
sprinkle.
On now, they don't know. The Cajun sprinkle. Rob Lee came up with that, but don't
they,
nobody want to say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
They owe us something.
Oh, you
they owe
something.
Us something.
Okay.
They
something.
Owe us something.
A lifetime Popeye's
you
card.
See? They gave Beyonce a lifetime Popeye's
right.
card.
Right.
She don't need no damn lifetime card.
And she ain't
card.
Even going.
Hey, Tony.
Popeye.
Tony own all the Popeye's around it. Tony, I need a lifetime
What's
card.
What's Tony? Tony own all the Popeye's?
Yeah,
hey,
Tony.
Hey, Tony, how you doing, sugar? I'm going to talk right to you if you can hear me. If you can hear me, Tony. It's something about that Popeye's chicken, baby. Just get me excitable.
Okay.
You know, excitable. Is that one of
Yeah, you can say that.
Excitable.
Yeah.
Because when you listen to this commercial I'm getting ready
uh-huh.
to do, when you want a nice, spicy, hot breast. Go to Popeyes. They give it to you right out
Tone
the
X, fire. Tone X gone now. He's already, yeah, he's gone.
I need, come back.
It's Ramadan. You know, I'm right with you.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any
and I must
like
tell all
on.
The people in Cleveland, my brother is Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
And with Ramadan, he has to eat only before the sun comes up.
And when it goes
and when
down.
The sun goes down. So
yeah.
right now, he's hungry.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize for talking about
yeah,
Popeyes.
Man, because that
it's
yeah.
all right. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing by mouth.
Come on.
No food, no water, no nothing.
What?
But it's a process.
Can you breathe?
It's a
yeah.
cleansing.
Can you swallow?
That.
Because that ass by me.
I'm doing that. Let me tell you something. If you told
can
if
you, if you, can you swallow?
Nothing by mouth.
Who
I can swallow.
Who do we need to call at the Ramadan headquarters and let them know my brother needs to do some things?
If one of my brothers that's out there right now, any of them street corners in Cleveland and surrounding areas, bring your good brother one of those bean pies to the show tonight. We got a show at 7:30. We got a show at 10:15.
Yes.
Bring one of them bean pies to your brother and keep doing your thing out there in that heat.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir.
I want to speak to the brothers that's on what street they on?
They on Kinsman, off Miles. They up there.
For all those brothers, listen, I think we should write a letter to the minister.
To Louis Farrakhan.
Uh-huh. And we need to ask him, can they have shorts to say laughter is the best medicine?
That's what they say.
But it's also good for your abs.
Uh-huh.
See, when you, if you bust out laughing right now, don't you feel it in your belly?
Man, you get to like, shut up,
bust
stop
out
it,
laughing.
Hold up.
And come on.
Feel it right there, tighten up.
There you go, right there.
Yeah, if you're listening to us right now and you're driving, bust out laughing.
Take your hands off the wheel.
And bust out.
And laugh.
As long as you're at the red light.
Oh, yeah, at the red light.
Don't.
Or you got good insurance.
Or you will laugh yourself to death, and we're not wanting that to happen.
Right.
Laugh to life.
If you just got that liability,
back
don't do it.
Life.
You need some collision
back
to take your hands
to
off
reality.
That.
However do you want it? Oh, however do you need it? However do you want it? However.
Y'all get those tickets. It's going down tonight. Improv. Sold out tomorrow, but we got a few left tonight.
Me and Tona in concert. We're not on the run. We're on the go.
Oh, I like it.
Give it to me.
Okay.
We're on the go.
Trademark. We on the go. All right.